I delivered a letter to the governor today telling him of my intention to step down from the House of Representatives as a member of Congress as of June 30th. This is something that Julie and I, our family, have been weighing since really about March. As I said before, March I kind of had a little bit of a midlife crisis. It was, you know, I turned 50, I'm sleeping on a cot, I've spent more than 1,500 nights on a cot. I just happen to love my wife and adore our kids, and being away so much is hard. It's really, really hard. And so I've had this amazing experience. I'm so grateful for it. Over the last 18 months, our life has really changed. We have three kids, and very blessed that our son met a wonderful woman, but Max, who went to the University of Utah, just graduated, had to miss the graduation because Congress was in session, but had graduation, and he is going to go to law school over on the East Coast. His new wife, she graduated from BYU. Our daughter married a wonderful guy who graduated from UVU, and he got a job in Michigan, and so they're now living in Michigan. So that's different than it was 18 months ago. We're faced with the reality of being empty nesters. And in some ways, you could kind of see that coming. But 18 months ago, I had no idea that two of the three would get married and be moving out of state. You combine that with the tough travels of being away and looking at, you know, once we kind of made this decision, hey, we're not going to run again in 2018, and you mentally start to think, you know what, let's get on with things. And I faced with the idea of 200 to 300 nights away through the rest of this term. I just didn't want to do it. I just flat out want to be with my family and go a different direction. And it also fulfills this promise that I made, which is get in, serve, and get out. I've been opposed to term limits, but I also don't believe that you should be in Congress forever. It bothers me. It scares me. The people that are in Congress throughout their entire lifetime, I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's good for the country. And it's certainly not good for us and our family. So I've been very blessed for really the last 13 years to be engaged in politics. I have been either a campaign manager, chief of staff, candidate, or member of Congress for the last 13 years. And most people don't get those types of opportunities. I'm very, very blessed to have gone through that. The experiences I have, unbelievable. But the reality is, as much as I like my job, I love my family. And so it's a hard decision, but at the end of the day, it's the right decision. So June 30th seems like a good transition point. That'll be my last day. Some have inquired and speculated what post-congressional work might look like, and I know there's a lot of speculation out there about that, but I feel no compulsion to actually talk about post-congressional life. I have started the process to talk to certain organizations and figure out what that's going to look like, but today I'm not going to announce or talk about what that's going to look like. Probably as we get closer to the finish line, then I'll get some more specificity out there about that. But for right now, I'm just trying to give as much advance notice as I possibly can to say June 30th is my intention to be my last day. Also, it's important to make this announcement at this time so that other candidates can gather the resources, signatures, they can gear up for a process that is vigorous. It's shortened, but I will also proactively say I'm very supportive of what the governor has laid out. I think that is the right process. It's a shortened timeline, but I don't think you should be changing the rules of the road and what that campaign process looks like right in the midst of what will now become a very earnest campaign.